WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoke whisperer. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like that to-do list is a mile long and you're just barely keeping your head above water. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Not the bubble bath and face mask kinda, those are great. But the real deal, the stuff that fuels your clarity and confidence so you can actually tackle those mountains of tasks with a smile. Listen, Stoicism isn't about being some emotionless robot, it's about understanding yourself, managing your emotions, and living intentionally. And guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like oiling the gears of your mind and body so everything runs smoothly. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-care for clarity and confidence. First, know your limits. We all have different capacities, different things that drain us. Maybe loud environments sap your energy, or maybe you need dedicated alone time to recharge. Figure out what those things are and build them into your routine like non-negotiable appointments. Ever felt that wave of stress rising when you're overcommitted? Yeah, avoiding that is a superpower in itself. Second, make time for activities that genuinely energize you. Not just the things you feel should you think about what actually brings you joy and makes you feel alive. Maybe it's painting, reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or even just dancing around your kitchen like nobody's watching. Life is too short to fill it with tasks that drain you. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when your mind starts racing, take a deep breath, and gently bring your focus back to the present. Think of it like training those mental muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they become. Fourth, prioritize sleep. Seriously, this one can't be stressed enough. Sleep is not a luxury, it's essential for physical and mental well-being. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours each night and create a relaxing bedtime routine to signal your body it's time to wind down. When you're well-rested, you handle challenges with more clarity and confidence. Finally, don't be afraid to say no. This is huge. You can't pour from an empty cup if you're constantly taking on more than you can handle. Learn to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Remember, saying no to something that doesn't align with your priorities allows you to say yes to things that truly matter. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed or stressed. Maybe it was a busy work week, a family event, or just the general hustle and bustle of life. Now, imagine if you had prioritized self-care in those moments, taking some time for yourself, doing something you enjoy, and simply breathing deeply. How would that have changed things? Would you have felt more calm and collected? Would you have been able to handle challenges with more grace? Self-care isn't just about feeling good. It's about empowering yourself to face life's ups and downs with clarity and confidence. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self every day. So, my friends, take this episode to heart. Remember these key takeaways. Know your limits, make time for joy, cultivate mindfulness, prioritize sleep, and don't be afraid to say no. These simple practices can have a profound impact on your clarity, confidence, and overall well-being. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. Reach out to a friend, family member, or therapist. There's always support available. Now go out there and be amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-care. And leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps others discover this podcast. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.